Alo.
Work and anyone listening on Twitter Spaces, give
Hello.
a thumbs up.
How is that?
That's perfect. We can hear you clearly.
Okay, well, I'm glad. I mean, the settings keep resetting to 44.1 kilohertz in so many of my software. It's amazing. But finally, we can get to start on the checking the video of Tyra Nichols. And yes, at Schlab, do not hesitate to interrupt me if it ever goes roboting, because we need to find the permanent solution to this. So the videos
Absolutely.
Begin in a police car. Here it is. And for now, there's no audio from the Memphis Police Department, but sometimes that's a standard behavior. 30 seconds of the beginning of a body cam being triggered does not show up on audio. So for now, it's silence, and the police is going toward the scene. We can see they have a GPS that is guiding the police work here. And sometimes I'm just going to go fast forward because I want to see where the action is. So here, 1 minute in, it seems that there's already action at the moment where the police exits the car. Let's see what it is. DK Shadow says the body cam is a Nobel Peace Prize worthy invention. I love body cams. And so as soon as this policeman arrives, the Tyra Nichols is already in trouble with another police who has his hands inside the car. There seems to be lots of trouble. There's yelling.
You get your ass blow the fuck out!
There's now three policemen total that we can see in the field of view. Two in the field of view and one holding the body cam, I mean. And they are trying to get him out of the car.
Damn, I didn't do anything! Hey, yo,
he claims that he didn't do anything.
Hey, I didn't turn your ass around! All right. Hey, you don't do that, okay? Get on the fucking ground!
The police are quite irritated. Get on the fucking ground. It seems that they have been trying to convince him of getting out of his car, and he's been resisting.
On the ground!
There doesn't seem to be massive resistance here. He may be, though, resisting by co-contraction of his muscle in the sense of making himself hard to move, but he doesn't seem to be actively trying to free himself, at least from the grasp of police.
Hey, dude,
damn! Turn the fuck around. Put your hands behind your back. I'm gonna knock your ass the fuck out.
Now, it's important when you say to someone, put your hands behind your back, and you're putting pressure on his body, he cannot put that hand behind his back. So is it possible here that the police are demanding things of this suspect that are impossible to do? He cannot move his hand behind his back here. This one, okay, but not this one.
You're really doing a lot right now.
Bro, stop. Lay down.
I'm just trying to go home.
Lay down.
Man, if you don't lay down.
Well, I am on the ground.
Put your hands on your stomach.
See, put your hands behind your back, but here's a hand of the policeman restraining his movement. This guy cannot put his hand behind his back. So you have to understand, as a policeman, when you do this, you are imposing conditions that he cannot respect, and that makes him nervous because he's like, hey, I cannot follow the orders of the police because of the police action on me. Here he appears to have attempted to step up. Not clever from him, but perhaps he was stepping up with the idea of complying with the orders. It seems that the police are ready to pull the taser.
Stay.
Oh, and now we can see that he was resisting with the intent of running away, because here he is running away from the policeman.
Shit.
It seems that the taser didn't grasp his shirt, or that he removed his shirt with the ID, because the taser has grips. And when the grips grab the t-shirt, one thing that a criminal can do, or a suspect who wants to escape, is to remove his shirt to avoid being shocked by the taser. Oh, shit. Well, well, well. How can I fix this? Let's try a restart of the Twitter space. If not, we might move to a full show on Odyssey, because I don't want to spam people with bad audio. Let's try... I'm going to reset my emulator. Live and highly technological streaming, there are surprises to be had, and it's okay. We're going to do a full review of the situation. It is already a very complex video. A lot is going on, and let me tell you, we have 50 more minutes of video, so it's going to get complex tonight. Hello, how it is? How is it? Yeah. Well, we're going to try running it that way. I restarted my audio engine, and if there's another robot thing, we're going to cancel the Twitter space tonight. We're going to tell people you can simply follow me on Odyssey. We're figuring it out. It's a very complex streaming system. Okay, well, Itchslap, if you can tell the people to go on my Odyssey page, I will be closing the Twitter space for tonight.
Tomorrow on Twitter, we'll have all the audio issues sorted out. So sorry about that, guys. I'll take it from there. Thank you.
All right. So too bad, but we will continue our review of the video. Sometimes that's just how it happens. I will just delete the recording, because I don't want people to be misdirected to this Twitter space. It's an experimental setup. By the way, people have told me, can you try other emulators? I tried yesterday 5 different emulators. None of them fit the standard for what I want to do. So the only one I can use is BlueStack. And the only way I can try is making shows and being live. So it's very hard to test super easy there. All right, let's continue watching. So we have an escape without the shirt to avoid probably the taser effect here. It's important to understand that when a suspect runs away like this, the police must assume that this suspect is dangerous. He's trying to escape from a regular arrest concerning traffic. You could assume that he was involved in a crime, and that you absolutely need to arrest him because he may be dangerous for other people in the community. He seems to be a better runner than the police. Here the police will be they will be looking at the scene after the fact.
Okay, I got you. Where's your water?
No, he's not going to get shot. This is going to be a B thing, apparently. Of Tyre Nichols by the police when he's in custody.
I can't see shit. Running down Ross. Swimming in right eye. Yeah.
So that is the tip of the taser. That is supposed to be what grasps the t-shirt of the suspect. So it seems that on this video,
Martin
we've
and all them were over there chasing him.
We've seen all of the action. We have seen all of the action from video one. What we can see is basically a story of resistance, resistance to arrest, resistance perhaps through contraction at first, and eventually resistance through stepping up and running. So when he steps up and runs, it makes me think that there was actual resistance when he was in the car and on the ground, that he was not just trying to be good faith and be easily malleable by the police, but that he was throughout actively trying to realize the outcome that eventually it was, which is running away from the police. So up to now, I don't see anything that is to be criticized on the police side. I said that there was a way they were giving instructions that perhaps were not perfect, but I don't see yet a crime being committed on the side of the police. We are now at video two, and let's see what this video shows. So it starts with a street on a kind of surveillance camera, and some event happens here. I believe the camera will change angle slightly. We can see some lights here. This could be the lights of the police car, and the camera will be adjusted to capture . This is a video without audio. So here there was a hit of the knee on the lower body part of Tyre Nichols by one of the four police who are around him. And the fact that it's given from a camera that seems to be a private recording camera, or perhaps a CCTV of the city, I don't know exactly where that camera is, makes me think, is it something that we don't have on body cam? Because that would explain why the police would brutally assault him if they don't think that they are on body cam. But I have not yet watched video 3 and 4, so we'll see. But for now, there seems to be a knee to the body that doesn't seem justified. Because at this point, he is on the ground, he is neutralized. Here, I don't know, is there resistance, or is that he has been hit too strong? He may be suffering from pain. And now there's a hit to the face by one of the policemen that is definitely not justified and not standard in police practice. A leg kick to the face. A second one has been observed. Stephen Robinson says, I've been thinking about why this story would break on a Friday evening. The global empire is using this story and the speculation of riots as a distraction from all the bad press that has been through their way this week. Well, those are not the kind of... So we see here... I don't believe in your theory, Stephen. We see here they are hitting him with a baton. The fifth officer who came for reinforcement are hitting him with a baton. Here we saw a punch while restrained. So his hands are controlled in the back. He seems to be there are cuffs that seem to be on his hand, and he is just hitting him on the face, on the head. This is definitely just pure aggression of a man who perhaps is unable to stand at this point. And perhaps at this point, the police are just frustrated that he's not capable of following their orders or capable of stepping up without trouble, and they are taking out their frustration in violent actions. So now he's on the ground. It's very hard to see what's happening, but definitely respiratory compression is a possibility by the police standing in his back. There's a lot of pressure on his back, and there might be hits given here that we don't fully see. And here we see that other police are immediately intervening by pushing away the police from what seems to be a neutralized suspect. So this police right here appears to have wanted to intervene. The guy that we just saw walk out of frame appears to have been wanting to stop. Perhaps a George Floyd effect here, a first observation of a George Floyd effect. A police doesn't want to be criminally responsible for standing by. And so what he does, as soon as he arrives, he pushes away the police who's at the head level of the suspect, probably to say, hey, I tried doing something, but they kept me from saving him. There seems to be lots of maybe knee compression on the upper body here. But since he died 3 days later, that would tell me it's not a direct respiratory deprivation. When you die 3 days later, I would expect that it's something to do with cranium damage, something like this, central nervous system damage. And so now he's been tied. It doesn't seem like they have progressed on their position in the sense that he's still on the ground and he has handcuffs. I really wonder what we will see on the body cam. Maybe video 3 and 4 will be body cam. Is it possible that these policemen thought they could get away with it because they were not in front of their own cameras? Let's see when there is progression. So they step him up. Spindley says this camera could be civilian housing motion detection. Well, I don't think it's motion detection because normally these motion detection devices they trigger an on. But you don't see them manually be moved toward the action. Although perhaps there are some cameras out there that have this feature. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Make sure you add a payment method in your Odyssey account. If you'd like to support the show, we provide you with best analysis and information as it happens. So we have Tyre Nichols here standing with his back on the car. The police are standing away from him. Aquanaut says, so why don't we make politicians wear body cams? Oh my god, that would be fun. But I'm sure there would be a turning off of the body cam problem. So for this video, so here he seems to be still with his back against the car. And now about 7 minutes after the assault, we see a kind of emergency personnel, someone with a kit here that seems to have a kit to heal him. And eventually seems to be falling onto the side. Now he steps back up, but falls again. He seems to be falling here on the other side. So it's a tricky situation for police. Like, you would think that the best level of care here is perhaps to put him back up so that he's not in weird positions, but it's very touchy for a policeman to intervene here without health knowledge of, you know, health practices, and they probably prefer waiting for the EMS and intervening the least possible, just making sure he's breathing. Now he's completely laying on the ground, and there's seven policemen. I don't see much tracking, much monitoring of him, other than a distant monitoring. Perhaps they have clear signs that he's still alive. They feel like they don't have to do anything. This is an extremely long period for someone who seems to be having some kind of health problem following, of course, the assault. A very long period without support, without intervention of any kind. We are now at 22 minutes in the video. He's still laying without. Now there seems to be something happening here at 24 minutes. There is a police who seems to be monitoring him closer, and he has the bag. He may be an EMS personnel or a police officer with some health training. Baxter says we need RoboCop. Yes, RoboCop would know exactly what to do. So now there's more deployment of the bag. There's someone coming with gloves. There is some things being deployed from the bag. There is a citizen coming in. Oh no, that's a police also. And the EMS personnel now arrives with a bed, a rolling bed, at 29 minutes. He seems to have been hit very hard. He has been laying on the ground for 25 minutes without much support other than at the end. And the ambulance is here. We're not going to see much more from this video. So what do I retain from this video? So the first video was showing resistance to the police, escape from the police. The second video is showing in a camera that seems to not be a body cam, could be a city camera or a private camera, there is definitely useless assault here, unjustified assault of a man who has been largely neutralized and who is handcuffed. We will now get to video number 3. Let's have a look at this. Foundation of the 21st Century says, JF, the time delay is an old trick. If you actually want the suspect to bleed out or simply die from trauma, the purpose is to keep the suspect from testifying against them. A dead suspect can't really prove they did wrong. That may be a theory here of what's happening. So there's no video, there's no audio for now on this body cam video. So it's the first minute that has no audio.
Coming out 30, we see him. We're on foot for Zoom, southbound on Ross.
So this seems to be after the initial arrest from the car, but he had fled, and now we have the pursuit on foot.
Ross in Cascade Lane. Shut the fuck up. Let's see, wipe you. Hey.
Give me a hand.
You might get sprayed again.
Hey.
Hey, Mike. Give me a hand, bro. Watch out.
So there's been resistance on his side, and then there was a fist to the head, and the other police seems to be concerned. Watch out. And he's intending to use pepper spray.
Mom!
Give me a hand! Give me...
Okay, alright.
Give me a fucking hand! Give me a hand!
Alright. Mike, give me your hand, bro!
That seems to be the moment where a police has come and has hit him on the head with his foot, but the body cam, maybe intentionally here turning away, seeing, okay, my colleague is coming to hit him in the head, I'm going to turn away so that it doesn't get captured by the body cam.
Give me a clear.
Oh, watch out, spray your ass again.
Hey, give me your hands, bro.
Right, watch out.
Right. Spray. Right. Give me your hands, bro.
Oh, shit.
There was some pepper spray shot here. I mean, they are. He is resisting. He is definitely resisting still at this point. He is trying to step up, not giving his hands. All of this can turn very different here.
Shit.
And now this police, who perhaps has spread some pepper and perhaps has received some in the face himself, says shit, and he walks away.
Train by day says,
Jeff, why don't they just do a double Kimura, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu shoulder lock? But there's a problem. You have to first control the body. When they're trying to stand up, if you lose a second there, they can be already running. So body control is the first step here, and it's very difficult to pull arm locks if you have a suspect who's actively just trying to flee.
Give me a hand, turn around. Lay flat. Lay flat, goddamn. Lay flat, goddamn. Lay flat.
This may be the pole on which a camera is installed. Could be that pole here, or could be some place on the roof of this house.
Lay flat! Lay flat, goddamn!
Shit! Alright.
Give me a fucking...
Hey, I'm a sissy guy, give me a motherfucking hand! Watch out! I'm a baton!
And here, this is the guy with the baton. We can see his shadow here. So this is the final baton hit after several hits have been given to his head. Head kick with the kick while he's downed. And this guy is coming with the baton. He's coming, I will say, with a very poor evaluation of what's going on. Because he was walking away and looking away from the scene for a long moment. He's coming back very frustrated and wants to get done with it. That is not, you know, you have to leave the police, who are the closest to the situation. They are the best to determine if violence is further needed. It seems like this guy is coming out of nowhere with a baton, with a desire to take revenge. And in fact, I heard someone, one of them is saying, well, with the baton, is he himself who is saying it, or is someone else saying, hey, you're coming with a baton, calm down.
What the fuck out you? He the fuck it is! He the, what the fuck? What the?
Now give me your fucking hands. He seems at this point, I don't know if he's able to give his hands. I don't know if he's conscious fully.
Give it here! Give it your hands! Give it your hands!
Same location.
He seems to be standing up as if trying to flee, but he doesn't have the energy anymore to flee the cops.
Ross and Kelsey, Ross and Kelsey.
He seems to be somehow resisting still in a very inefficient way this time.
Give me your fucking hand.
And here you have a hit on the head while he's standing.
Give me your hand. Give me your fucking hand. Give me your hand, motherfucker.
Now, while his hands are held in his back, there's a cop hitting his head from behind.
Ross and Castlegate. We are east of the intersection.
This cop's cardio may be the weakest here. He's he needs some time away to Gordon says, this is just watching a guy be beaten to death. You have been desensitized. JFG Tonight, Hell Edition. I think that, yes, it is what we're looking at. But that is a video that is subject to public discourse and news reporting. So it's for the purpose of news reporting that we're looking at it. And there will be analysis of this video in the coming months throughout all YouTube channels, all Odyssey channels. And I'd rather see the raw data here and see what we can take away from it. This is, of course, not, I'm not here saying the policeman did correct work or this is not a crime. I'm here to establish what are the facts. And you get to see them as early as physically possible. There's very little media out there that will give you a true look at the raw data as it stands. You know, there's not a host in cable TV who will stand on the public space while not knowing his opinion on something. They will all develop a discourse. They've been covering this all day long, by the way, starting in the morning. All of them have already a preconceived notion of what they're looking at. Here at JFG Tonight, I'm displaying it, and I'll make my judgment just like you guys, based on the facts.
Right here. 2930 Castlegate and Bear Creek. You can get here from Ross and Castlegate.
My motherfucker made me spray myself.
Made me too.
Tased him.
I maced myself. I believe he said that motherfucker also tased him. May have tased himself. There is frustration in the police here.
Hey, can you get my car, please? Fuck!
So here he's closing back his baton on the ground.
2930. Pepper spray just blew.
Chicago.
got some diarrhea. Yeah. All right, let me get my car real quick.
End of the line, Joel says, these seem to be the most out-of-shape puffing cups ever. Yes, it is pretty amazing. They are at the maximum of the demand on their body, clearly. 38, all right, so that is it for video 3, and now let us look at video 4. Video 4, a 20 minutes video, body cam footage. Let's see what's happening. It seems like it may be the most informative video because up to now we've seen the body cam of a police who arrived a little later than the other police. The question is, were the two other police with their body cam on? Pursuit on foot. It seems to be the body cam where we can see the whole event, because here's the very police who puts him to the ground. Okay, up to now, that's the neutralization of a suspect.
Give me your fucking hand! Give me your fucking hand! Give me your hand! Give me your hand! Give me your hand!
Co-contraction and resistance to giving his hands.
Give me your hand!
Hey!
Hey, Mike! Get out of here! Watch out! Watch out! Watch out!
It seems the body cam is now laying on the ground.
Mom!
The suspect is yelling, Mom, Mom. So was this a policeman believing that the camera would not capture the video of him? It could be. Was this an intentional dropping of the body cam? Given the physical altercation, it could be an accidental drop of the body cam. So here, what all we'll have is audio. Audio of the most important moment. So that's an interaction we've seen. We perhaps just have better insight with the audio, but I don't think it's worth going through. We've seen in video what's happening. So let's go to the point where the body cam is picked up.
Get him up so he gets mad!
End of the line, Joel says, I do have a suggestion for the suspect. Give them your hands. Yeah, I mean, definitely, all of this can be avoided. This is not to say that no crime was committed and no police brutality has been committed, but clearly we are in a situation where it could have gone another way. It didn't have to go this way.
He owns some.
That motherfucker owns some.
He owns some.
He says he's on something, suggesting that he's under the influence of drugs.
Am I, look, he couldn't do traffic.
Aquanote says, JF, why do public schools give mandatory courses on sex education, but not on how to cooperate with the police and other public servants? I mean, this is the whole thing where the left has the conception that we are at war with the police and that the police is the problem for oppressing minorities. So they will never want to give this. But that perception precisely is the problem, and it puts them in a tough situation.
In oncoming traffic, everything.
Man, I got your camera.
2938. This is the fire department. We need to come down to you, or are you bringing him back down here?
Bring him down here. Bring him down here.
Bring him down here.
Come on, camera.
Check the hand right now.
Why, you say you got my thing?
Are you looking for your glasses, bro?
Yeah. No, this is your glasses.
Bro.
Nah, they ain't, bro.
I lost mine, too.
Y'all see some
glasses
over there?
Yeah, I need my glasses.
Yeah,
yours, man.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Tony, see
you.
See you
high.
I think one of the police is saying, hell yeah, you snatch him up.
Yeah, I'm straight.
Oh, that shit hit him
up.
I ain't talking about straight like that. I'm talking about not injured.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, fuck.
He said,
man, he said, cut that shit out, man.
Come on,
so. Y'all want me to bring him down?
Mom, I'm not bringing dude.
Bring him down there.
Oh, who the
fuck
is this?
My
mama's fucked up.
My eyes. I got
scared. Oh, yeah, my shit's burning. I just reopened my shit back up, bro. My leg, bro. My knee.
Oh. The police were also hurt in this interaction.
I said,
see open the door.
I see wiping his face. Hey, he took out running as soon as I seen him wiping his face, bro.
Hold on, where y'all see him?
Right here. He was running through the yard, bro. This is where I got
him.
I
said, I couldn't see no more.
Boy, you said that. We went through there.
Yeah.
Y'all said bald head, though. I was like, yeah. But then he started running, bro.
You saw, oh, yeah. He was watching.
These people appear to be speaking a form of English that you would expect in the area, but not necessarily by the police.
Face. I see what happened to his face. So that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
you came right on time, boy.
I know. I see y'all. I see him.
You came right on time. As soon as I took his ass to the ground.
As soon as I, like, fuck my leg, bro. I know I'm gonna feel this shit.
Bro, my shit been hurting all day, but when I seen that...
Unbelievable. This is police. It could be a gang member speaking to each other, but this is police speaking to each other.
Boy, running, bro. Hey, motherfucker, ain't sorry no more, bro.
Yes, bro.
No, bro.
Camera's on somewhere.
That motherfucker over here.
That motherfucker high.
He high.
He high as a mug.
That motherfucker high. Meaning he is under drugs.
Hey, sit up, bro. Sit up, man.
And here got three.
What the fuck wrong with my radio, bro? Shit. My shit off the channel like a motherfucker.
I heard they going out. I see
Bean
right here.
I ain't where
my light is.
Now, where my light go,
bro? He got you. I was
high as a kite. He's high as a kite. Well, at this point, I think that if he was high as a kite, to the point of falling to the side like this, the symptoms would have shown before. This looks more like perhaps from the beating he is falling at this point, although you cannot exclude the possibility, and we'll see through the trial, But you cannot exclude the possibility that this guy could have been ingesting drugs as he ran from his car in a way that would eventually affect him now. That is not to be rejected. We've seen cases like this of people hiding drugs inside themselves.
Is it a horse?
Bro, I hit that man with so many pieces and
then
he's
gone.
Bro,
I hit it, bro.
Bro, you know what
I'm saying,
bro?
Hell no, man. Get...
Hey, hold on. Let me move my shit.
Please. Man, I was hitting him with spray haymakers, dog.
Man, come on, man. I'm watching him, though. He was rocking, but see you.
No, you're eating him, bro.
Hey, babe.
Go Away says, JF, every police station needs a Megan Hall to sleep with the male officers and in doing so relieve their aggression. Yes, if we could have 10,000 people like Megan Hall who's capable and who bragged about taking 4, 5, 6 policemen all at the same time, that would solve the incel problem first. It's like 1-to-6 ratio. I mean, there would be incel woman at this point. And on top of it, perhaps it could help with aggression. Bro, what the fuck?
Hey. Oh. Kill me, dog.
You got the nice thing you can do?
Fuck, man. Man, they need to give me some saline, man. Everybody got sprayed. I spray, he spray, hip heel tase, he jump up, that's the tase.
I spray, heap spray, tased.
Then he was going for a gun too, so I'm like,
he grabbed Mark gun.
Everybody was
like,
that's
long if I'd have been in a minute,
man.
He got something in his back pocket.
No
wallet.
Hold on.
Yeah.
No, he ain't got shit. So we tried to get him stopped. He didn't stop. We still trying to get him stopped. Hit the siren. Stop. That man drove around, swerved like he finna hit my car. So then I'm like, God damn, man, what are we doing? He pulled up to the red light, stop at the red light, put his turn signal on. So we jump out the car. Shit went from there.
He got man, the I sure lost my flashlight.
Damn.
Hold on.
All right, so that is it for what we had to review tonight. So I'm ready to deliver my thoughts on this. I'm just going to make sure that other videos have not been released since. No, it doesn't seem that it's the case. So, what did we see? Again, this is so much more subtle than what has been described today in the media by the leftist media. The leftist media have tried to frame this as a brutal beating, unjustified. I think we are in very gray waters here. It makes no doubt to me that there may have been some overuse of force at times in this. But it is not police just isolating a suspect and torturing him just for fun. It looks like there may be a misassessment by some of the policemen that of the point between which we had a man who was resisting and the point at which we have a man who's not resisting or who's incapable of following orders anymore. But it is very subtle, and I find that when we ask policemen to make these calls, we put a lot of demand on them. Like, you've just had an interaction with a guy who was hostile for the last 30 minutes, as far as you can tell. He's been fleeing from the car. He's been resisting arrest in the car, resisting arrest on the ground, running away from the police, resisting arrest and not wanting to put his hands in the back. At some point, what can you do as a police? You have to neutralize the suspect. Now, in the process of neutralizing, there was a couple of physical hits that, if you look at it by the second, almost out of context, you may interpret as, well, he's been kicked while defenseless, kicked in the head while defenseless. That was too much, perhaps. To phrase systematically any such errors of police, though, as being subject to prosecution for murder, anytime that the end result ends up being that the suspect dies, I find very alarming. So, well, yes, as someone has said on the regular chat, a few unnecessary kicks. That is what I see. I see a few unnecessary kicks. Maybe there will be a jury who finds that these unnecessary kicks is enough to justify murder charges. But to think that there's five people on this video that have committed murder is extreme to me. Perhaps one of them may have kicked in a vicious way, perhaps outside of police training, perhaps outside in frustration. Perhaps one of them may have hit him in the face. But, you know, I will remind people that fist fighting is a thing in the training of police. It's something that sometimes they have to do. Sometimes it's the only thing they can do. When other things have failed, like taser, like pepper spray, there is such a thing as fist fighting being taught to police. It's not justified in all situations. And here it's a very subtle call of, was he neutralized enough that fist fighting wouldn't be justified? Was he neutralized enough that the head kick wouldn't be justified? But I see two or three events here that could qualify as perhaps causing the death and perhaps being outside of police training. But to start from these two or three events and say there's five murderers in this video, is not something I'm willing to do. I don't think that there are five murderers with intent in this video. At best, there is police error and police exaggeration in a very tight situation where perhaps they were frustrated by the resistance of Tyre Nichols. So those are my thoughts for tonight. We can make a round of the news. People were sharing. Apparently, Tyre Nichols had published videos of himself doing skateboard. And so people wanted to remember him as a skater. I've cut the sound because there's some music playing. But so apparently, just like Tim Pool, that is a pretty skilled kick right there. I mean, that is pretty impressive. So Tyre Nichols is the person who was targeted in this video by the police. So five Memphis cops charged with murder in the death of Tyre Nichols. Of course, all five police officers are black. And it's the ultimate conclusion to this whole trend in society. There are places where white people will not want to police anymore. And with the affirmative action hiring and the fact that the black population is very high in certain cities, you're going to end up with mostly black policemen. And you're going to be faced with the problem that the whole discourse that the left has raised around racism in the last few years will be worthless. Of course, they're trying to recuperate it. There was some titling around the mainstream media today that it's not because the police officer were black that it wasn't racism. And that's kind of trying to reuse the racism excuse, but at some point, we're going to have to face the reality that we're demanding an impossible job to police. you have to neutralize the suspect, and yet we have a psychiatrically ill, sometimes on drugs population that just doesn't give a shit, and they will make it hard on you until you have to escalate, until you are at that border of, well, I have to escalate there. Is that justified? Will I cause a death here? It's all going to fall on black policemen like this, who are the only ones eventually who will be willing to police those communities. Personally, without taking full judgment on this case, because I'd like to see a drug analysis, I'd like to know if he had drugs in his stomach, I'd like to know if a bag is found in his stomach. Without having a final ruling on the cause of his death here, I tend to have the traditional perspective that we have to give a little bit of leeway to someone when we ask them to do a tough job. When we ask a surgeon to save us through a heart surgery, I would be telling the surgeon, just do your best, bro. And if you kill me, that's fine. You know, if your scalpel goes a little wrong, I'm not going to ask my family to sue you or whatever. We're asking you to do something super, super difficult. And I give you leeway. Just do your best and it's a try. We should do the same to police, and we don't. At this point, we are creating a society that examines every single action of the police with a super high resolution, with more videos, more audio being available, and we are demanding the impossible of them, judging every single action they do and the potential causes of them. I, for one, advocate for a little bit more leeway so that we can keep quality people being interested in policing. Because let me tell you, as a high IQ man, I would never go into the police. Bad idea in the current context. The same reason I left academia, because I was starting to see that my race would be the subject of oppression and pursuit by forces of the left. For the same reason, I wouldn't be a policeman. Because you're asking me to have a responsibility to keep these guys in jail, bring them in jail, but at the same time, you're telling me that any tool I use, if I just go above board in a millimeter away from the training, I can be in jail myself not so long after. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, hey, JF, how many years do we have until we get RoboCop? If AI is going to handle everything in the future that people are incapable of doing, it would be fascinating to see a really superior AI be so intelligent, like in the way a ChatGPT is kind of, you know, superior to a, let's say, an average stupid human. He's kind of better than them at writing. It would be interesting to see a police AI that is so superior that not only can it neutralize the suspect, it can find a way to neutralize the suspect that truly has the minimal chances of death. I think we're not so far from seeing something like this, but there's going to be a lot of friction in the development of these things. It's going to take a while. We're going to have the robots, like we have the Boston Dynamic robots. It's able to do pretty much every movement a human can. But designing the controller is going to be a big problem. And most importantly, the moral decisions that you're going to have to implement in these things, I think it's going to take at least 50 years, if not 100 years, before it's even accepted as potentially equal to a human or as good. Because you're going to have the problem that what do you insert into these robots? Do they have to let suspects run if they think that their action could kill the suspect? Do they have to go like police and shoot the suspect if they feel threatened? Those are all questions that will take a lot of time to resolve, and you're going to have a demonstration that they really do better on average before you have widespread adoption. Go away, says JF. I want to join the police because I want to be a corrupt policeman. That is a troll. Go away. And it is not the right moment for trolls, so I will not read your chat. Project Veritas was reporting today. Guess what? Pfizer exec Jordan Tristan Walker, so the guy that was filmed that I was describing yesterday, wrote in a 2011 college blog of his that he wants to work for a pharmaceutical company running clinical trials and assist the evil big pharma companies. Interesting. And here is the blog, and that seems to be what he says. So for those of you who thought this guy is not a real guy, it's a prank. Well, the prank seems to not be a prank, because here he is in 2011, verified that he posted this in 2011, and he's saying that he's at the Yale School of Medicine in the medical complex, and that he wants to, I will become a physician for either the Marine. No, he says, I want to work for a pharmaceutical company running clinical trials. Yes, I am a diehard capitalist who wants to assist the evil big pharma companies. You know, the ones whose research develops life-saving therapies like Viagra. So this is the guy who was driven crazy by the Project Veritas intervention and who started fighting to try to get the iPad and break it. Wow, amazing. So there he was saying exactly the same thing he said to the Project Veritas camera, which is this whole snarky, yeah, I'm working for Pfizer, like, we actually help people. The snark that he did in 2023, he was doing that snark in 2011. People don't change, really. People do not change. We have a couple of programs in this, and we just redeploy them again and again. You have to realize how hard it is to produce 1 hour of original content every day of your life. Because this guy, we have two observation points of him at 12-year distance, and he makes the same joke in both situations. Snarky comment on capitalism and, oh yeah, I'm helping, you know, the big evil corporation who develop life-saving stuff for the public. And here he is saying life-saving therapies like Viagra. Holy shit. Was this guy involved in getting their date on Viagra on top of it? Because I heard that this is a thing to be taking Viagra with the idea of having your dick hard, even if you're really not into it anymore, and to have sex for hours. I don't know. Is this how you would interpret his comment that Viagra was life-saving? No idea. McDonald's is testing a new strawless lid, dividing social media users. So it's a little opening. Let me tell you, I'm all for it. I, for one, welcome the strawless lid of McDonald's. But hi, I'm a Canadian. And it's time we have a discussion, dear Australian and American viewers. This is already in Canada. It's at Tim Hortons. You can go get a coffee. And it's a strawless lid. It is perfect for the resting of the mouth. It is super comfortable. I would argue it actually maybe improves the taste of their iced coffee. It's amazing. It's amazing. You have a perfect delivery of the exact amount of liquid you want. You do not need a straw. Use the strawless lid if you get a chance. It is quite comfortable on the lips. And I'll tell you what, even when I go to McDonald's, I don't take the straw first, because they switch to paper straw. I'm not going to drink from a paper straw. Forget about it. And so right now what I do is I have a lidless McDonald's glass, and I just drink from it while filtering away the ice with my upper lip. And so I'm already basically a man of the strawless lid, even before the lid is out. So bring in the lid. But I was looking at this, and it is so interesting in a way, because here you have a rule of the government. The government came in the fast food industry and was worried about too much plastic being wasted through straws. And so they make paper straws forced. Now you have McDonald's saying, well, there's no rule around these kind of containers. Yet you're going to waste more plastic with these drinks than you would have on a freaking plastic straw. There's more plastic forming this cup than a straw is formed by. So here you have a government rule again that turns out not to work. The government rule aimed at, because the current cups of McDo are not fully in plastic. They are in waxed cardboard. So now we're going to abandon the waxed cardboard to get to a fully plastic thing, just so that you can put a fully plastic lid on it, and you're going to waste even more plastic than you would have if they could have freaking let people enjoy the McDo drinks with a plastic straw. That doesn't make sense, but that's always what the government does. Go away, says Jeff, but McDonald's worker only put the Coke lid on securely like 70% of the time. You're going to have a lot of Coke in your lap if they bring this lid into McDo's. Well, let me tell you this. Here's another thing that you may not know as an acultured American living in the third world. In the Canadian McDo, there are no lids on your cup at McDo. Because in the Canadian McDo, everyone fills their own cup. See, there is never a worker. They have solved the problem of workers being non-diligent by not covering your cup with the lid correctly. In Canadian McDo, you fill your own cup at the public fountain, and then you can put a lid yourself on. In fact, the worker doesn't even give you a lid. The lids are distributed at the Canadian fountain of Diet Coke. We are learning so much here on the show. Rick Astley, never gonna give you up, never gonna give you down. Rick Astley files a multi-million dollar lawsuit against Young Gravy over alleged violation in imitating his vocals from 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up. Let me tell you, I saw this coming because I was made aware of what was going on with Young Gravy being a man of the streets and enjoying the raps sometimes. And Mama JF has an addiction to Young Gravy music. If I was to summarize for those who don't know, Young Gravy is like a rapper, overchilled rapper, who's like, yo, yo, Young Gravy, we're gonna put that gravy in this bitch. Yo, gravy, gravy, I'm gonna cover this bitch in gravy. And one of the things that Young Gravy does way too much is that he takes a lot of old songs and he redoes them in rap. So it's like, never gonna give you up because I like the gravy on my bitch. And I was like, he's doing it way too much. He's taking back sometimes the music. Sometimes he's taking back the words. Sometimes the whole song is just the same words as the classic music. It's not Young Gravy. It's Jung Gravy, like the psychologist, you know. Young Gravy. And so Rick Astley is just pissed. I mean, Rick Astley is pissed in general. He's been extremely frustrated at the idea that his song became the greatest meme of the internet. By the way, this morning when I saw this link to the Daily Mail saying Rick Astley and seeing the image of Rick Astley singing in the video clip, I didn't want to click on the link. I was like, I'm gonna get Rickrolled. And then I realized, no, JF, you're traumatized. This is a case where you want to click on the link because you know it's about Rick Astley. I was almost unable to cover this news tonight because I was like, I don't want to click on it. But then eventually it came, you know, the process of de-traumatizing understand the trauma. Get insights into the emotions that are caused inside of you. Reflect on the future that you want for yourself and the people you love. And I realize, no, you are afraid of all links but this one. You can click it, JF. You will not get Rickrolled because you know what you're headed for. And I clicked on the link, and there wasn't even a Rickroll. It was really a news about Rick Astley. Thomas O'Wild says, if you go through life fearful of being Rickrolled, think of all the things you will miss out on. Be brave, JF. I was brave. Tillman says, I did the same thing, JF. It's amazing. I realized that the biggest meme of the internet traumatized me. This is what I was hit with as I woke up this morning. I was on my phone and I see it and I'm like, oh no, that's a Rickroll. Automatically, it was my reaction. So Rick Astley is pissed about this because he is in people's mind because of this internet era. Elon Musk teases higher priced ad-free Twitter blue subscription. Twitter's new owner Elon Musk recently teased the introduction of a new higher price Twitter blue subscription. Do it, Elon! Do it! I love this idea. I'm going to pay more. I'm willing to pay more, Elon. I don't care about the ad-free experience. I just want to send more money to Elon. I want to shut out the mainstream media speculation about whether Twitter will be viable. I want to just shower Elon with money. So go ahead, charge me double, Elon. Charge me double for my blue checkmark. And it would be nice if we could have a special checkmark, those of us who are giving to you. Like, charge us triple and give us some golden, maybe multicolored, unicorn multicolored, but not LGBT flag. Multicolored, but in a beautiful way. And I'll pay. I will pay. Okay, Sinus says he has an important video for me to review. No! I knew that was it. See when you first face your fears, then it's easier to come back and laugh about the trauma that you have resolved. I knew that had to be it, so I clicked on it. I remember back in the internet, like the beginning of the internet, this is the earliest meme. This is the first meme. And we were like, oh, we got you. We Rickrolled you. There was something magical with this. Holy shit, that was fun. Highly cited Hamilton 68 Russiagate tracker is a total hoax. The revelations have been made through the Twitter files by Matt Taibbi, Twitter files number 15. So it's revelations that are very similar to previous ones that show the whole Russiagate thing of the Democrats was a fraud. It didn't exist. They invented stuff. And in fact, they knew it inside Twitter that it was a fraud. And they debated internally, can we even go on the public space and reveal to everyone that it's bullshit? And they decided against it, which is my critique of this all. It's like, when the left knows that they're lying, they don't come out about it. They just let the lie be told. And Twitter should have come out here and said, look, they are lying, and we know why, and here's the proof. Here are the articles. One of the interesting aspects of this Twitter file is that they contacted one of the persons who was supposedly a Russian bot. She turns out she's an American who comes from Lebanon, and that she's just an Arab who may think differently from the average American, but that's no reason to place her as a supporter of Russia. So the whole Hamilton 68 website was a website that was claiming we have Twitter accounts that we know of that are Russian bots. And then they started drawing a network around those and saying, okay, so everyone who retweets from these accounts is a Russian bot or a Russian troll farm. And it turns out it was just regular people and Twitter knew it. There was an Associated Press stand back on a previous statement that they had done yesterday about the French. The French. So they were saying, we recommend avoiding general and often dehumanizing the labels, such as the poor, the mentally ill, the French, the disabled, the college educated. I would add the Jews. Instead, use wording such as people with mental illnesses and use these descriptions only when clearly relevant. And then they came back later and they said the use of the French in this tweet by AP was inappropriate and has caused unintended offense. An updated tweet is upcoming. So, what are you telling me here? It's dehumanizing for all the others, the other categories, but for the French, it's okay? Or is it just okay to dehumanize the French? All right, I'm going to ban this person right here. All right. If someone can ban no among the mods, because I kind of misclicked on his chat and then I lost it. It disappeared. If you can ban no from this chat, that would be highly appreciated. And so Elon Musk was saying, so then why do you call yourself the Associated Press? That is a good one, Elon. That is a very good one. Okay, we have some information coming from Yan Miles Chong, apparently a woman. I mean, if you can't do lock and popping, this is the next best thing. In terms of performance art, it seems that this woman is giving the beat and this woman is letting the beat influence her body. People are hypothesizing perhaps an effect of the vaccine. It's hard to tell. And finally, we have video evidence of the Pelosi encounter with the Hammerman, David DePape. And this video is showing us how it happened, the Hammer attack. But it's not answering many questions. There are things that are very bizarre about this video. So let's have a look. So the context is that Paul Pelosi called 911, and he's probably on loud speaker, so that David DePape is hearing the conversation, and Paul Pelosi doesn't seem to want to say, "Hey, come and save me." So that's what I retain from the 911 call. He's like, "There's a man here wanting to see Nancy." He wants to know when Nancy will come, but I know that she's not going to come for a while. So I thought, and then the 911 operator is like, well, is it a friend? Do you know him? And Paul Pelosi doesn't seem to want to answer this. So at some point he looks to DePape and he says, what do you think? And DePape says, yeah, we're friends. And Paul Pelosi says, yeah, he says we're friends. I disagree, but he says we're friends. So we finally have this insight into, okay, so it's not Paul Pelosi who said he was a friend. It seems to me, listening to the 911 call, that Paul Pelosi was under extortion. He was maintained as an hostage by David DePape, and he was trying to dog whistle to the 911 operator, "I need some help." And so now we have the help arriving, the police, and we'll see how it all happens.
Yeah, definitely don't want Hall up here. I definitely don't want Hall up here. Hello?
People have noted that there is masking tape here on the windows. Interesting observation. Was there painting going on? What we certainly know is that David DePape earlier is seen with a hammer breaking the windows, but it's not those windows. It's probably windows elsewhere. And he's breaking them and breaking into the house.
Yeah. Fucking said 2620, right?
No, 2640.
Oh, 40. Yeah, it literally said in there. Hi.
Now, this is priceless. This is what we've been speculating about and waiting for months. It is Paul Pelosi in kind of underwear. David DePape is surprisingly fat to me. You know, there were pictures of him. I didn't know that he was that big. You know, just a big guy. This guy could be the main cashier at a Magic the Gathering shop. But no, there he is. And see, there's a hammer. And from the very first moment, what I noted on Twitter, and people have hated me all day for this, but I noted Paul Pelosi has his hands on the hammer. And I didn't mean that there were no hands. Obviously, David DePape's hand is also on the hammer. But what I noted from this first frame is from the very beginning, the hammer seems to be a point of struggle. And so here you will see them smiling.
How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
See, Paul Pelosi doesn't want to give up on the hammer, but David DePape is trying to take the hammer from his hand, and the police is trying to tell him, what's going on, man?
Everything's good.
Everything is good. Look at the smile. Everything is good. Smile for the light, smile for the camera.
Hi. Drop the...
And there's a high again. Drop the hammer, says the police.
The hammer.
Nope.
No. And here at this point, David DePape has decided to go stronger on the hammer. And you can see that Paul Pelosi has difficulty at this point holding on to the hammer. And this guy is still laughing. The smile of this guy is absolutely contagious. Too bad he's about to commit a physical assault with a hammer.
Hey, what is going on?
I'm not getting an answer on call, bro.
And boom! He hits Paul Pelosi on the head with the hammer.
Oh shit! Bro.
And probably got some more hits while he was on the ground, and the police comes in. And eventually we will learn that Paul Pelosi ends up at the hospital. He seems to have survived the encounter, and David DePape is now in jail. So what are my conclusions on this? And there was the earlier footage that I was mentioning here. That is David DePape clearly making an entry.
I told you that there were going to be things
hammer.
Other than the police body cam that would be released. This
We can see some snow on the screen, but he ends up being able to enter through a window. So it does seem like David DePape made an entry, perhaps with the true conviction that he could meet Nancy Pelosi, that he could intimidate her. He had mentioned that he wanted to break her legs or something like this, hit her kneecaps. So he wanted to do violence to Nancy Pelosi. We may be talking here about just a genuine case of schizophrenia. There had been speculation that was there some gay relationship happening here between Paul Pelosi and him. From the facts that we have here, it looks like simply there were misunderstandings in the communication with the police because Paul Pelosi was feeling under on being an hostage, and so he couldn't be fully straightforward to the 911 operator. This is what has caused the initial cop to come with an uncertainty about whether they were friends or not. So to me, that's a closed case. Unless there's further claims coming from David DePape, I would assume that this is a representation of what happened. Andrew Tate unleashes fury at Romanian police in a rant as he's taken in for more questioning. They are stealing my cars and money. Yeah, that is one sad aspect of the whole prosecutory process that is becoming more and more important. It's this... They are going after people's possessions and assets, and at some point it may become one of the central pieces. So, you know, they may go after you not because they're convinced that you're going to be found guilty, but just to get the assets on the side and neutralize your life for a couple of years. That is really too bad. I don't know if it's what's happening in the case of Andrew Tate, because as Dick Masterson's opinion stated on Twitter, I have the same opinion. Andrew Tate was on every podcast in the world confessing to many crimes. He's a broke peed piper for fatherless men who still want a dad. Grow up, you're embarrassing your milady. I fully agree with this evaluation, you know. Although there may be some injustice in the process, the political process of prosecution, I think that Andrew Tate is probably a criminal, and he's been bragging about his crimes for many years on the public space. Senator Ted Cruz introduces bill to accept crypto in Capitol Hill restaurants and vending machines. I don't know what to think of this. I think it's very unrealistic that the mainstream politicians will suddenly want to do this. I don't see it happening very much. But maybe, and you know, if Bitcoin can be adopted and talked about, that is all good. But it's very unlikely that you'll find the politicians on the Democrat side to pass this. Even on the Republican side, there may be two obsessed about the mainstream and the control of the Fed over the US dollar. A new policy at the UK government for jails about transgender prisoners. The biological males who are switching toward female, becoming trans, if they have kept their penises, they will have to stay in the male jail, and also if they have committed sexual offenses. So basically, they were probably faced with the problem of you're a rapist, you get arrested for rape. Suddenly, while you're in jail, you start claiming that you're trans. This allows you to access the women's jail, and then you can go further, make further rapes inside the women's jail. So at this point, they will be like, if you want to go into the female jails, you're going to have to chop your dick. I find this a pretty nice incentive to put on the table. You know, if you want to be serious about this transition, you're going to have to chop it for real before you get access to these female inmates. Aquanote says, rape is only acceptable if the gender is the same? Interrogation mark. Yeah, I don't know if the rapists in the male jail tend to rape, because perhaps they're not attracted to raping males. Perhaps they are. I don't know. But yeah, it's a great question. In a way, we are offering a protection to females here that we're denying to males. What if the guy was found guilty of raping males? Will you put him in the woman's jail? It seems like a very complex issue, and it touches on a cognitive dissonance of the left here. That's quite interesting. Great Ape says, JF, I'm still waiting for an opinion about these melanin-stimulating hormonal injections. This is really scary stuff. Very important. This requires some input from a mind like yours. I'm sure you are sending me a Rickroll, my friend. I cannot click on this link. I want to finish the night fine here and save myself a Rickroll. Can we make a special browser that could maybe detect the Rickroll in advance and warn? Couldn't all these links be labeled like Rickroll potential? Maybe a probabilistic rating between 80%, 100%. Anyways, Lindsay Clancy carried out a shocking attack while husband picked up takeout. That is a huge problem. A schizophrenic woman, probably. Driven crazy, and she uses the moment where she asks her husband to go get some takeout. That leaves her the time to strangle the children. That is a big problem. And I wanted to comment on this news because they said that she may have been suffered from postpartum psychosis. What I suspect in these cases is these are people who have always been schizophrenic, and they just have found out after delivering a baby, and they call it postpartum schizophrenia. But I think that this guy probably has insight into just how hallucinating and crazy this woman has been across the years. And a final news item, a meme about Project Veritas. Project Veritas disguising themselves as pro-LGBT leftist, and then Pfizer is like, can you keep a secret? But because Pfizer is in love, and because of all the thirst for the sex, Project Veritas just has to say yes, and they get the admissions they want on the record. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.